I believe we have specific, we received a complaint that I believe it contains a total of 20 some odd addresses.
All within the neighborhood?
Primarily within the villas, but also within Fieldstone Bluffs as well.
21, and that's against this one?
No, 21.
Named
within.
You don't have any specific complaints against this property. What you've got is a blanket deal with this law, these lawyers going back and forth.
Basically, we received a complaint that denotes, I can't remember if it's 21 or 22 properties. I think this may have been one of those, I believe.
What was the complaint, that they were operating without a permit?
Yes.
It wasn't a complaint about noise?
Well, there have been, in general terms, I'll have to look at the specifics. If there's, I don't know if there have been any specific complaints.
I can be one to personally complain about it. I live in Branson Creek, and I represent Scott Township. And based on Branson and the market, what was in the townhomes over the past few years has exploded up into the bluffs, and it's grown from, I don't know, two or four homes up to whatever. She mentioned eight. I think it might be more than that. And the issue is not really the people doing the rentals. It's the amenity area. The pools are overrun. The people that live there can't use it. It's affected the quality of life, which is why, you know, when these continue to come before in representing what I feel is what a residential subdivision is to refer back to what the documents are and being residential versus commercial, because if it is approved nightly rental, you know, you've got to pay sales tax and all that kind of stuff. So it does directly affect the experience of living in Branson Creek. And that's coming from me and my wife, just specifically.
Okay.
When these lots originally came on the market, were they advertised that you could use them for nightly rentals?
With the property, because this was just a couple of years ago, what we did is we did our due diligence. I didn't just sell my clients a property and say, go for it. We contacted the county planning and zoning for approval to confirm the letter that we had received in hand. We also contacted the association, which was Tim, who was out there at the time. It's now Scott Bailey. And had confirmation that it was okay and approved for the Bluffs for vacation rental. And that was the precedence that my clients purchased the property and operated.
That next road up from the circle or the square there that we're talking about, your house, the next road up, where it goes out and ends and goes
May
to
I
the
step
right
over
along
there
the road.
So I can make sure that I'm clear of what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're here.
Go up one street to the right. Up.
Up over here?
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Take your finger and go right over to the thing there. Next one over.
This one here?
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, that's Stone.
Now, them houses in there was pretty well the ones that was built last out there.
And there are vacation rentals being operated.
They're all nightly rental.
Not all of them. There are second homes. There's monthly leased rentals. And there are a handful of vacation rentals being operated on that street.
All of them on that street is one or the other.
There, yes.
And I thought them were all built to private people living there.
Now, where are the amenities that
you have down at Fieldstone? You do have a pool and playground, which are located right here. It's an outdoor pool. Mm-hmm. And then if you go up, there's also a clubhouse. But when I have sold the property, I let them know that's to members only and that they needed to do their due diligence and talk to the association in regards to their rules and regulations on amenities. So,
you know, people that come in and nightly rental is
They're gonna find a pool.
Yeah, they're gonna think it's for their use.
Well, sure. And the other thing too is those pools probably weren't built to handle that big of a.
That pool, the pool she's talking about is not that big to begin with. I've been out there around.
It's not a super large pool. Mm-hmm. No.
And actually, the clubhouse you're talking about is not a very big.
No, they're probably about the same size. I think the clubhouse's pool is a little bit larger, but it's not much. Mm-hmm. Not much larger at all.
It would take a lot of people in the community there if they all went down there at once. They'd have it overloaded.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
There's, how many houses is there, Bob, that we actually
well built out subdivision?
And do we know that?
How many? Are you
and
just
the villa and the two streets above?
I don't know the exact number. I mean, I can.
Over on here in this corner, that is actually the one I was thinking of, where the golf. Guy's statue is and a water fountain.
Okay. Yeah.
It's on around over here on this corner.
Yeah, and that's Oak Knoll. No vacation rentals are permitted in that location.
It, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's not the rental too?
No. It's not permitted.
Well, actually, I guess none of it is permitted.
Exactly. As it turns out, right.
I did not realize all them lots were down there to the railroad track. Ain't that the railroad track on the lower track?
Well, that's Melba. That's the old town. That's already been planted.
Yeah, this is a town that was platted, I don't know the year.
way back, about 1914 or so.
Yeah, early 1900s.
What was she looking at me when he asked that? Old?
No, I was trying to look at Doug. I just couldn't see Doug.
You surveyed it in 1914?
No, but I've resurveyed it since.
Oh. I thought, boy, you look good for your age there, Doug. Okay. Anybody else got any more questions for her? Well, we'll see you January the 9th at 6 o'clock.
Sounds good.
Okay, Branson Family Memories. LLC.
And this property is also located on Greystone. It's at 191 Greystone, same subdivision.
You've been in front of us before, ain't you?
I have, yep. Yes, I've been here several times.
You look familiar.
Yes, thank you.
What?
I don't think you can park that many cars in that driveway with a boat on the back.
Pretty tough. Just to the garage, to the driveway,
you have four. So for the parking, you can get two cars in the garage and four cars on the drive.
Without a boat.
Right, but we're not allowed to park boats there.
Ain't they got a place down, or up top, actually, it'd be in
the parking area for boats, I think. I don't know if that's what
you're... Yeah, it's up on top, I think, around...
I've seen boats parked there.
Well, it's the last big building they built out there up on the ledge there. I think is where they've made a parking area for. Okay, anybody got any questions for the young lady?
Same concerns, it's the same neighborhood. I mean, that's my
No questions tonight?
Oh, it's the same problems we've got.
We'll see you the 9th of January at 6 o'clock. Merry Christmas. I want to tell everybody here, Merry Christmas. Be safe. Enjoy your family. Okay, I don't, how do you pronounce this, Bob?
Vivero.
Vivero?
Yeah, the Vivero duplex.
Vivero.
Vivero.
It's Portuguese.
Duplex.
Right, I believe he's removed the three mobiles. There were previously three mobile homes located on this. I don't know if we've got the applicant here tonight, actually.
Are there anybody here tonight for the
Viveros?
The Viveros duplex? Evidently not.
Do they have to be here to look at the concept?
Yeah.
Normally we have. I don't think we've got the applicant here, unfortunately.
The man back there in the back is asleep. Are you here for the...
No. Oh. Merry Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
I make a motion we table that till we get a representative here.
Yes.
Okay.
It's where you turn off.
We got a motion made to table that until the representative is here.
Okay.
All right, everybody in favor, aye.
Shows up right there, the concept.
Right there, the bridge is right here. This is Edward Street.
Next meeting will be public. We have to go a complete month. Well, I think if they want to do this personally, they need to be here. I don't think we should say, yeah, we'll talk to him at the next public meeting if he's not here.
Yeah, that's...
I don't like that myself.
Yeah, I think they're vertigo.
Well, if we table it, he'll come back at the next concept, will be the second week of January.
I think Steve did.
Yeah, I think they did.
I think we're ready to go.
I don't think we should move him ahead because he's not...
On circumstances.
Yeah, yeah. I guess we got a good reason, but he should have called us. For... Yeah.
So did we have a motion?
Did we have a motion second table this one or what?
Yeah. Yes. Everybody in favor, aye.
Aye.
All right. All right. We was discussing it over here while you were blabbing over here.
We were still figuring out where this was at.
What?
They haven't determined.
Yeah, the duplex? I don't know.
It was sold
right before you crossed the bridge.
I couldn't figure it out.
Patient Club Road.
By Mahoney, the village street.
Well, the townhomes were.
Okay.
The second bridge. That is my understanding. And what's happened?
You're talking to the road.
We are.
Yeah, now we're
pushed up into the
second.
We're still live.
The one bridge.
Two bridges.
Second.
All in favor of Bob.
Next one, the bridge. Yeah.
Mr. Adams.
We drive over both.
I understand that. One's a box, one's a bridge.
Mr. Adams. Well,
before you get to the bridge, you turn left.
Mr. Adams.
It's right there. Well,
that's where we went up there and done that low water slab before.
Mr. Adams.
Before you get to the bridge.
I don't think he's heard his name called Mr. before.
I'm not.
Mr. Adams.
What?
I make a motion we adjourn.
Well, we're talking about this right here. Just a minute.
Okay.
We're talking about the duplex. So let's finish that.
I thought we just voted to table that.
Yeah, we're trying to figure out where it's at right now is what we're doing.
Down the Acacia Club Road right there, just before you cross the creek on the left.
All right, but before the second bridge. Okay, we know this. All right, everybody want to make a motion for us to close this meeting?
Make a motion we adjourn.
Second.
Everybody in favor?
Aye.
Meeting is adjourned.